Today on Gardening in a Minute, repotting cactus plants. Cactus should be repotted when their roots show through the holes of the pots, typically every 2 to 4 years. The best time is when they start actively growing in spring, often in January or February. Thick leather gloves are a good idea, but may not protect you from stout spines. A smart trick is to use a pair of barbecue tongs to gently lift a plant out of its old pot. Loosen the roots and inspect them for signs of rot or disease before putting the cactus in its new, slightly larger pot. Fill in around the root ball with a coarse, well-drained potting mix and be sure to keep the plant at its original depth. Wait a few days before you water the first time, and then your repotting work is done. For more information about repotting cactus plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, starting vegetable gardens from seed. When planting vegetable gardens, many gardeners buy starter plants, but you can also start your garden from seed. Starting from seed saves money and allows you to select from a wide variety of vegetables that come in a range of tastes and colors and are suited for your area. You can direct seed them or plant them in small containers until they're large enough to transplant. Different vegetables should be planted at different times of the year. Order fresh seed well in advance of planting or buy from local sources right before planting. Sow more than you think you'll need and thin out the weaker plants. Consider starting seeds throughout the season for a continuous vegetable harvest. Don't be intimidated by starting from seed. It's a fun and easy project. For more information on starting a garden, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Southern Shield Fern. Ferns are stunning plants for shade gardens, and Southern Shield Fern is no exception. This Florida native goes by several other names, including Southern Wood Fern and Kuntz Maiden Fern. The tall, triangular fronds emerge in spring, growing 3 to 4 feet tall. Throughout summer, the light green foliage plays well off of other shade lovers, like cast iron plant. Then in fall, the fronds turn a rich bronze. Because it forms clumps and spreads over time, Southern Shield Fern works well as a ground cover, though it may need some taming to keep it in bounds. This versatile fern appreciates moist soil, but also has good drought tolerance. It's even deer-resistant, making it great for gardeners who struggle to find plants that deer won't eat. For more information about Southern Shield Fern and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, pre-emergence herbicides. Weeds can be a gardener's worst nightmare. To help keep them in check, you can use pre-emergence herbicide products. Pre-emergence herbicides are applied before weeds are a problem and keep weed seeds from growing and emerging from the soil. They're commonly used in the lawn, but can also be applied to landscape beds. A 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch will also help keep weed problems down in your beds. Pre-emergence herbicides can be applied in either liquid or granular form and are often specific to particular kinds of weeds. Always read and follow directions for how and where to apply any pesticide. If weeds are a major problem in your landscape or to keep them from taking over your life, consider using pre-emergence herbicides. For more about herbicides and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cutworms. If you're starting seedlings outdoors for your spring garden, keep an eye out for damage from cutworms. These dark-colored caterpillars feed at night on the stems and foliage of seedlings, making it look like someone came through with a pair of scissors and cut them off. Gardeners may have a hard time figuring out the source of the damage, since cutworm larvae hide below ground during the day. One way to prevent future damage to seedlings is to create a protective barrier. Cut the bottom off of a paper or styrofoam cup, slide it over the top of the seedling, and then push the cup into the ground. Certain insecticides can also be used, but be sure to check whether they're safe to apply to the specific plants you're growing. For more information about cutworms and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFT-FM.